This last one is from 20,000 feet. The last high song. From 20,000 feet. I was mentioning in one of the classes here, I have this kind of obsessive sense of form that I keep. It seems to me that you see the same forms in all kinds of different places that people don't say are related. And I mean, you can see it in things that are related. I live in a town where there's a boat school, and when you look at a boat that's half filled, it has these ribs that look like fishes' ribs, and it's certainly airplanes look like birds. It's so obvious. Here we are in this age, we think we're so smart, right? And we're designing things that sort of look like things that were born that way. I mean, it seems so funny to me in a way. And now they're making these robots that actually have arms and legs and everything. It seems so Mickey Mouse, you know. I don't know, but they work. It's a good design, we found out, you know. It's a better design. But there's a way, too, in which, I mean, we were talking in this class about those maps where you can see underneath the ocean floor has the wrinkles of a lizard's back. It has that kind of skin. It's really amazing. It looks just like a kind of animal skin. And there are ways in which the boat looks like the wave it will cut through. And, you know, currents look. I mean, I love that relation, those relations among forms. Most peculiar are the ones where forms that seem so widely disparate suddenly look related to you. This bomb has some of that. I'll stop explaining these things. From 20,000 feet. But that's my hope, that we just don't understand, you know, the things that look so opposite to us or so unimaginable to us, there's something related in them we can't see. If we keep studying, we'll get through. From 20,000 feet. The cloud formation looks like banks of rock from here. Though rock and cloud are thought so opposite. Earth's underlying nature might be likeness. Likeness everywhere disguised by wavelength, amplitude, and frequency. If we got far enough away, could we decipher the design? From here, so much goes by too fast or slow for sight. Is death a stretch of time in which a life is just a flash? Everything we know, we only know that we will lose. The fetus, expert at attachment, didn't dream that cramped canal would open into sound and light and love. It clung. It didn't care. The future looked like death to it from there. Thank you. Thanks for coming out.